Okay, today is Daf Samach Aleph. We are on Samach Amud Beis, bottom line. Gabi Hektish Tanan. So we know there's a rule that if somebody donates land to the Beis HaMikdash and he wants to redeem it, so the halacha is that you don't redeem it on the value of the land. You don't redeem it for the value of the land. The Torah says you redeem it for 50 shekel, a base core is redeemed for 50 shekel per year, for 50 years, right? It doesn't matter if the kark is good kark or bad kark, it makes no difference. That's the rule. So, Gabi Hektish, Tanan, by Hektish we learned, Hamaktish Sadehu, if somebody is Maktish his field, Bishas HaYovel, it doesn't mean Yovel year, it means when Yovel is Nohig, it only applies when Yovel is Nohig, no saying Bezera, you pay, now you want to redeem it, you pay for the planting chomer seorim, a chomer of seorim, chamishim shekel kesef. That's the amount. How you nikaim amukim, what if there are high, deep cliffs or something, clefts, whatever, asara tvachim, 10 tvachim deep, o seloim givoim asara tvachim, or rocks, hills, whatever, 10 tvachim high, ain nimdodin ima. They're not counted in the fifth in the amount in the size of the land because you can't plant that. Not counted. Pachas mikan. If it's less than that, nimdodin ima. It is counted. Vavinan ba. This is in Baba Basra. Vavinan ba. And we ask over there. Nihi debahadi ara lo kaju. It's true that it's not counted. That's true. But Nikdashu Ba'ape Navshayu, let it be counted on its own cheshbon. Let it have its own count, Rashi says in the first skinny line. Lios Nimdadin Lafimash Yesh Behen Veloyala Midaron Shalahem Bechesbin. It shouldn't be in the cheshbon, it should be its own cheshbon. So the Gemara says, V'chi Tema Kama Delo Have Base Kor Lo Chashiv. Well, if it's not the size of a base core, it doesn't count. Not true. Verminui. Sadeh matamad lomer. Why does it say sadeh? It should just say, lefishin emar, it says zera chomer seorim, the planting of a chomer of barley. Bechamishim, ein liela shehekdish beinyin zeh. So I know if you makdish that size. Minayin lerabos lesech, a smaller size. Bechatzi lesech, and a half a lesech, which is even smaller. Or sa'ah, a sa'ah, sa'ah tarkov, a three sa'ah, v'chatzi tarkov, or a half a tarkov, afilu rova, even a quarter, minayin. How do you know the same rules apply that you redeem it on a set value determined by Hektish? How do you?
It says smaller than Hepa.
What?
It says smaller than
Hepa. I think so, yeah. Talmud Lomar, Sadeh, it says Sadeh, Mikal Makom, any size. So why can't the mountain, I didn't say the mountain can't be, because you can't, let it be of its own cheshbon, right? Why not? So Amar Mar Ukva Bar Chama, no, you're right, Haka, but over here, B'nikaim Malayim Mayim Askinan. No, they're full of water. It's not that it's a mountain that you could maybe, I don't know, put something there, or it's full of water. Which means, the Lav B'nei Zriyaninu, it can't plant there at all. It's a swamp. It's mamish worthless. Dekanami, I'll prove to you that that's right. Diktani dumya disloim, because it's compared to rocks. Gavoim, which also can't plant it. Shmamina, you're right. Now, what on earth is this doing here? We'll get to it. You'll get to it. Ihachi, if that's the case, afilu pachos mikan nami, even less than that also, right? Even less than that. Why does it have to be 10 tefachim deep? If it's 1 tefach deep, it's also worthless. Why is it if it's 10 tefachim deep, it is counted? Only 10 tefachim deep is not counted. Why? If we're saying now, you can't have a field which is 100% perfect, everything's beautiful. You have a little bit of a incline over here, that's bottle. But if it's not plantable, why is it bottle? We just said, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's bottle. In other words, it's bottle to the field. Why? Now, so it's worthless. Hanu nagani da'ara mikru, shidra da'ara mikru. What does that mean? Hanu, these if there's less than 10 tvachim, they're called a bump in the karka. The bump in the karka, that's not a problem. What?
Next one.
Shidra Daira Mikru, and if it sticks out, if it's higher, if it's a little bit of a little bit of a mountain, less than 10 tvachim, it's one inch deep, 1 inch high. That doesn't count. It's called a bump in the field also. It's 10 tvachim deep already, and you can't plant in there because it's a swamp. That already is bottle. That already doesn't count.
What difference between 1 foot down and 10 feet down?
1 foot down is bottle to the field.
Okay.
10 feet down doesn't count. It's not part of the cheshbon. Okay? It's totally not usable.
What is coming up?
Right, but if it's less than 10 tvachim, it's bottle. More than 10 tvachim, it's not bottle, and it doesn't count. Why can't it count in its own cheshbin? Because it's worthless. Okay? So far, so good. No, there's nothing to do with anything yet. Now, the Gemara asks, where am I? Gabi Mecher, what about if I sell you a field that has this problem? Now we were talking about you mock the shit and then you want to get it back. What about if I sell you a field like this? Gabi Mecher Tanan, Homo Lechavero, the guy says to his friend, base core afar ani marchalacha. I'm selling you a base core of dirt, a field. For hayusham nekayim amukim asara tvachim oslam gvoim asara tvachim, and it has inclines or depressions that are 10 tvachim deep. Ein nimda denima. It's not part of the field. So if I told you I'm selling you an acre, and you have over here this takes up a third of an acre, that didn't tell you an acre because it's not part of the field. It's too high and too deep. Pachas mikan, but if it's less than 10 tvachim, nimda din ima, it's part of the field. It's bottled to the field. It's not such a good field, then that's part of the price. What can I tell you? Ava amar mar ukva, bar chama, afal pi she'ein malegin mayim, even if it's not full of water. Even if it's mamish, a hill, I don't know, whatever it is. My timer, why?
Even if it's not full of water,
even if it's not full of water.
That means it's full of water?
Yeah, because if it's full of water, that's worthless.
Oh, I get it.
Amar of my time, why is that? Amar of Papa, Lefisha ein adam rotza, shiitin es ma'osav, besada achas, v'yirulo kishnayim u'shloshim makomos. Because nobody wants, you buy one field, and it's broken up like that so much. So even though it's less than 10 tvachim, and even though it's not worthless, it's still bottle, because the guy, that's my field. Not everything there is plantable. It's part of the price. The point is, it's not that it's bottle. It's not bottle. So if I'm selling you an acre and there's a little bit of an incline there, which I can't use, too bad, it's bottle. It'll be a cheaper price, that's all.
Right, make a difference if it's in the middle of the field and it breaks it up.
So I don't know, then maybe it's a cheaper price. But the point is, it's not, you can't say you cheated me. Okay. You told me you're selling me an acre, it's not true, because look at that little thing. Yeah, that little thing is less than 10 tvachim. And you knew about it, it's not, I didn't hide it. It's there, and it's part of the field.
What's the difference between a corner and the middle?
What?
The difference between the corner and the field.
Correct. It'll be a difference in the price, not in the halacha. That's all. Hacha mai. What about over here? What about over where? So, Gabi Rashi says, Gabi Kedusha Isha. When you're marrying a woman, im hayu basulayim v'nekayim shal yod tvachim v'ena malayin mayim. Right? We said before, the Mishnah said, you show a woman, I own this field. She says, what kind of loser are you? Your field is full of rocks. Well, it's less than 10 tvachim, and you know, by hektish, and by a sail, it's all, you better start with the dafyomi lamdas. So, that's the question. What about this? So, hektish midaminan la, do we compare it to hektish? Olamecha midaminan la, or do we compare it to a sail? Right? So the Gemara says, mistabra le hektish midaminan la. It makes sense to say we compare it to a hektish. Why? Hektish, yeah. Mistabra le hektish midaminan la, da amar la, ana, tarachna, vizarana, umaisine. Because he says to her, what? I told you I have a field. The fact that it has a little bit of an imperfection here, what do you care? I'm the job, it's my job anyway. What do you care? Right? Well, so I told you I have 100 fields, and I do, but they're not such good fields. They have problems in the middle. What do you care? What, you're working the field? It's my job. I didn't lie to you, I didn't cheat, I didn't tell you anything not true. Happens to be not the best field, like you said. If it's in the middle, it's worse than if it's on the end. So it's here. So, what? If I'm selling you a field, and I'm telling you this, and you can't use it, then I already have Shilas. What's the difference to you?
Because if she's relying on pronouncing the field, what? And there's less protos being
so let her look, and she can see. That's not going to avoid the Kedushin.
I understand that, but if she's relying on the circle,
that's why this whole Amid was here, just for that. So there's a different. There's a difference between hektish when you donate to hektish and then you want to buy it back, and the difference between a sale. So the question was, what's the story when you told the woman I have a field? What's the story? Is it more like hektish or is it more like a sale?
And therefore what?
Can the kedushin be voided if it's more like a hektish or more like a sale? That's all. Okay.
Don't overthink.
Yeah. Next. Rav Meir Omer. Kol Tanai. Any Tanai. She'eno Tanai b'nei Gad u'b'nei Ruvain. Eino Tanai. Any Tanai that's not like the Tanai of b'nei Gad and b'nei Ruvain is not a Tanai. Shenemar, like it says. You know what? Shenemar, like it says. Vayomer Elokim, and Hashem said, Im Yavru b'nei Gad u'b'nei Ruvain, if they will cross over. Uksiv, and it says, Vim lo yavru chotin, if they don't cross over. Let's stop here and do the Rashi.
This is not an exempt.
What? Yeah, it is. It's a condition both directions. The question is, what? What's if then?
If this, then that.
Right? And if this, and if not?
This. Well, that's what you're saying.
What would have happened if B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain would not have done as promised? They would not have fought for Klal Yisrael. Which land? And what about Eretz Yisrael? That they would still get. Is it?
Yeah.
That they would still. Well, that's what we're going to learn now. What would happen if they wouldn't have done it? What's the other side of the condition? You lose everything, or you just lose Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, you still get it. Or not even getting Eretz Yisrael? What, they're going to be homeless? So then what?
You won't get what you want. Exactly.
Then what are they getting? They're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So there's a very long Rashi here, which we're going to learn, only because he's going to explain it really well. The Rashi of Tanai b'nei Gad u'b'nei Ruvain eino Tanai. Afal pi shalo yiskayim ha-tanai. What, you see it? Afal pi, even though shalo yiskayim ha-tanai, even though the Tanai wasn't Mekoyim, niskayim u'hadvarim, the words still count. What does that mean? Kigon. Here's your get. Almanas. Shetitain li masayim zoz. As long as you pay me for it, you give me money. Falo piresh lichval. But you didn't say double. You didn't say vim lo titnu li. And if you don't give me, lo ha you get. Lo you hate get. It's not a valid get. Ein kan tanai shal masayim zoz klal. There's no tanai of masayim zoz at all. Vafilu lo nasna have get. And therefore, even if she doesn't give him a nickel, it's a valid get. The what Rashi's saying is that the underlying event still happens even though the Tanai doesn't happen. Why? Because it's not a Tanai Kafa. It gets only Chal if you give me money. And you don't say, and if you don't give me money, the gets not Chal. So what's the story? We pretend there's no Tanai at all,
right?
And therefore the gets Chal. There's another way to look at it. Is it, look at it the other way. The guest not Chal. No, we don't look at it like that. There's no Tanai here. Why is there no Tanai? Because a Tanai that's not Kafel is not a Tanai. So it's like saying, here's your get, lady. There's no Tanai here. Because it's not Kafel. Let me finish.
Okay.
So it's not a Tanai at all. Why is it not a Tanai at all? Because it's not Tanai Kafel. So it's nothing. It's nothing.
When you say Tanai Kafel, I mean the inverse?
If you give me $200, I'll give you the get. And if you don't give me $200, it's not a get. If you don't say that second half, there's no Tanai here at all, and therefore it's a get.
So it's just like the opposite.
Exactly. It could say it the other way.
That doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Because then we'll go back to she wins. That doesn't make sense. If then only works if you give it.
Then you're divorced. And you have to say, and if you don't give it, you're not divorced.
That's a given, though.
Why?
Because you don't finish. You don't fulfill the first requirement.
Right.
So what Rashi's telling us is, he's explaining the Mishnah, that a Tanai requires both sides. You're asking why. Tosfos asks your question. But hold off on your question for a minute.
Because according to Rashi, this would mean that the reverse doesn't work.
But isn't that true by Bnei Gadim and Reuven? If you come and fight for us, then we'll give you Aver Yarden. Isn't it implied, and if you don't, we're not going to? Why do you have to spell it out? Isn't it obvious? And if you don't fight, then you're not going to get Aver Yarden. What?
Maybe I can sit back and protect the rear flank.
So now you're trying to make a...
The reason that they put that inside there...
What?
The reason that they put it inside is, don't think that you guys can sit back and get it.
Right.
You're going to have to...
do something for it.
Fine, but isn't it obvious?
That's the if, and then the then part is, then you get it.
So if a guy says to a woman, here's your get on condition, if you give me
$200.
Right. Isn't it obvious
that if she
doesn't give $200, she's not divorced?
Exactly.
That's not the halacha. Why not?
That's a separate problem.
Because we don't infer the opposite. We don't infer it has to be spelled out. Why does it have to be spelled out? Because it was done by Bnei Gadim and Bnei Reuven. Is there a logical reason? I don't know. Maybe there is. I don't know.
You know, that might answer a question I've always had
in
Gemara.
Yeah.
You notice in Mishnah,
yeah,
it gives you five examples and it gives you a reverse on it?
Correct.
And you never understand why they give you a reverse. It always says one way and then
right,
the exact opposite.
Right.
Well, I'm still missing something. Why isn't it the other way around? I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you a get if you give me $200. If you don't give me $200,
it's not a get. I'm not going to give you a get.
So
if you don't say the second half,
you don't say the second.
Then there's no first half.
But
there's no first half.
But she's got a get.
Exactly. She's divorced.
She is divorced.
And she doesn't have to give the money. Why? Because it's
weird.
What?
Then why would she ever give the money?
Exactly.
Because he has to say the other half. That's why.
Marketing people do it all the time. If you book before the 15th of May, you get the early bird special. And if I book after, actually it's the same price, but we want you to book early.
Right. Right.
It's an incentive, basically.
If you don't say the second half of the Tanai, it's as if there's no Tanai here at all, and a man's giving a woman a get. I don't think what's so hard.
All tonight we've had so far on Kedushin and Gittin, we're assuming war tonight couples.
Correct.
They weren't spelled out.
Correct. Well, that's the assumption. Otherwise, it's not a tonight.
Right.
You're right. We don't always say it on both sides. There is a shita that the only time you hold of tonight couple is by Gittin and Kedushin. We had that a few days ago. And Tosfos said that can't be, because the whole Makar is about Bnei Gadim and Reuven, which is not about Gittin and not about Kedushin. Okay.
You don't find that difficult?
What? No. Why?
It happens all the time now. You give me $1,000, we're divorced.
And if you don't?
Well, then it's okay.
Right.
So automatically, you know what? I'm not going to give you $1,000, we're divorced.
Exactly.
That's not the way it works.
What?
Until he gets $1,000, they're not divorced.
I hear you. But that's the chiddush of a Tanai kafel. That's the chiddush. You're right. It logically doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That's the chiddush of a Tanai kafel. Right. Why is that a rule of the Torah? I don't know.
Okay, so let's go further.
Let's finish. Right. We're still in the middle of this Rashi.
Yeah, enough
of it. K'moshe matzinu, shehutzdruch Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu required lichbol, to double it up. The amru, the im lo yavru chalutzim itchem, and if you don't cross over, the nechezu besochechem, then your inheritance will be in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, and if you don't do this, you're not getting Eivar Yarden. Your inheritance will be here in Eretz Yisrael. Shmamina, the ilo kafel, haisa matanaso kayemes. If they wouldn't have. I'm still in the Rashi. If it wouldn't have been a Tanai Kafel, the condition would have been fulfilled. V'nochlin Eretz Gilad afilu lo yavru es hayarden. They would have gotten the Eretz Gilad even if they would. Just like the woman, she's divorced. She gets what she wants, like you said. If Moshe wouldn't have doubled it, they wouldn't have had to fight.
Right.
And they would still get Eretz Gilad.
Right.
They would still get Eivar Yarden, just like the woman. If you don't double up the Tanai, she's divorced, and she doesn't have to give the money. Why? Because we ignore the Tanai. As if it's not here. Afal pi sha'amr im yarvdu v'nasatem, les len miklal hein ata shemei alav. We don't hold that you can infer the opposite. We don't hold that. Why don't we hold that? That's a good question. V'hu adinami. Now Rashi says in more things. V'hu adinami dibi'in on Tanai kodim l'maisa. Tanai has to precede the maisa. If you do the Tanai, then the Maisa will happen. If you give me $200, then I'll divorce you. The Tanai has to come first.
That's intuitive.
Why?
Because
it could be the other way. I'll give you this.
It's going to happen. No, it's not going to happen.
I'll give you the get, and then give me the money. Why? That's not crazy. Midalo Amar Tanu Lahem Im Yavru Mashma Dim Amar Hachi Lo Asi Tanai Vatal Maisa Dematana Dekid Kadma. Fine. Demasa Dekid Kadma. That's rule number two. Ushmeina Nami, rule number three. Debeinon Hain Kodim Olav. The positive has to be before the negative. If you do this, then yeah, I'll get, and if not, then not. You can't say it the other way around. He didn't say he started off, and if you don't do it, right? Al titnu v'im yavru unasata. Very good. Excellent. By the way, that's only Rebbeir. That's a Rebbeir Shita. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, Tzarech Hadavar la'omru, She'el Molei Kain, Tzarech Hadavar la'omru, right? You have to say both sides. She'el Molei Kain, if not, Yesh b'mashma shafilu b'Eretz Yisrael yinchalu. I would have thought they wouldn't even get Eretz Yisrael. Lo yinchalu. I said, lo yinchalu. They wouldn't even get Eretz Yisrael. Homeless people.
That's right.
That's what I would have thought. Right? Right?
But why would we assume there's a default status?
Because, one second, because there was a condition that they get Eretz Yisrael. The condition is everybody fights.
Right.
There, they just looped into the fight.
No, but nobody, Shevet Naphtali didn't have to fight to get Eretz Yisrael.
Sure,
who made that condition? Who made up that? You're saying that. Who made up that? So the Gemara is going to talk about your question. The Gemara is going to...
I think Yeshua made it up.
Right. So could... is that a Tanai somewhere? A Navi? Maybe it could be this. I don't know. But hear what he's saying. He's arguing under Rameir. Clearly. Rameir implied, you don't fight, you're not going to get every either. You're still going to get Eretz Yisrael. And you're not even going to get Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be homeless people. Right? You can go live somewhere else. Right? Go live in Egypt. Go back to Egypt. Right? You're stuck. Go in the five times. Now... The Gemara assumes and says, "Shapir ka'amali Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Rabbi Meir." That's a very good point. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel is right, and if they wouldn't have fought, they wouldn't have gotten anything.
Right.
They would have been homeless people. Not that they would have shared Eretz Yisrael with the rest of them. Zero. The Gemara assumes that that's 100% right. So what's Rabbi Meir going to say back? Amalach Rabbi Meir, you're right. Esau gadai techlav tanai kafalu da'asa. If you're right, Lichtov, the Torah should have said, V'imlo Yavru, right? V'imlo Yavru, V'no Chazu B'sochachem. And if you don't cross over, if you don't fight, then you're going to forfeit any inheritance. Be'eretz Kinan, Lomali. Why does Moshe stick in Eretz Kinan? Shmamina, L'tanai Kafalu Da'asa. It's a teacher of Tanai Kafel that they would have gotten Eretz Yisrael. It's a drasha. For Rechananya ben Gamliel, Elo Kasev Rachmana be'Eretz Kinan, if it wouldn't have said Eretz Kinan. One minute. If it would have said Elo Kasev Rachmana be'Eretz Kinan, I would have thought, V'no Chazu B'Sochachem be'Eretz Gilad. Yeah. If you fulfill the Tanai, I'll give you Eivra Yardin. Avol Eretz Kanan, klal lo. Eretz Kanan, you're never going to get it. You're going to forfeit it. Rameir, no. Besochachem, it's also besochachem. Kol hecha de islechu mashma. It implies wherever you live, wherever you happen to be. So, according to Rameir, they would not have forfeited Eretz Yisrael. Only Eivra Yardin. Okay, that's a machlokas. Now, listen to this. Tanya, Amar b'chanina ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, L'mashal l'mah davar doma. You know what this is like? La'adam a guy, shei mechalek nechasav levanov. He's giving out his nechasim to his children. And he says like this, Amar, ploni bini yorish sod plonis. Ruvain, we'll call him Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi, but don't mix up Ruvain with Shevet Ruvain. Ruvain gets that field. Ruvain gets field A. Uploni bini yorish sod plonis. And Shimon gets field B. And uploni bini and Levi, yitein mosayim zuz. He has to give me 200 zuz. V'yoresh sod diplonus. Then he'll get field C. V'im lo yitain. And if he doesn't give me field, he doesn't give me $200. Yiresh imachav b'shar nechasim. Then fields A and B will be divided between the three of them. Right? Which means he will get Eretz Yisrael. Right? Field C, no. Field C, no.
Yes, Field C.
I don't know, but not, I don't,
Maybe there isn't a Field C.
Maybe we have to finish this thing up.
Maybe there's no Field C altogether.
No, it's like Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Lama Darba Doma, Kach Shar HaShvatim, so too the other Shvatim Yitlu Eretz Kanan, they get Eretz Kanan, Ushnei Shvatim Elu Yavru Ez Ayardin L'Mulchama, right, they're going to go fight, Dahainu, Dahainu Dum Yediyitin Lehem Masayim Soz, which is the equivalent of paying for it, right, V'Yitlu Eretz Gilad, and then they'll get Eretz Ayardin, V'Yim Lo Yavru, and if they're not going to give it, Ella lo yafsidu chelkom be'eretz Kanan. They're not going to lose out in Eretz Kanan. The hainu shar nechassim. That's other nechassim.
How's Rabbi? Have Panino Ben Gamliel saying the exact same thing as you just said 2 minutes ago, in the exact opposite?
Yeah, 1 minute. Let's finish. Mi garam lo liyareish im achav b'shar nechassim. What allowed Levi to inherit fields A and B, and perhaps even C? I don't think so, though.
No.
What allowed Levi to inherit fields A and B, along with his two brothers, Reuven and Shimon? What gave that opening?
Because he's one of the
Yerushim. No. The Kfelo Garamlo, doubling it, gave it. What if he would have said, Reuven, you get field A. Shimon, you get field B. Levi, you give me $200, I get field C.
And
stopped.
Right. Yeah.
What would happen? If he didn't, you don't get anything.
Exactly.
Since he said, and if not, then you inherit with your other brothers, right? Right? Therefore, B'chanina Ben Gamliel says, if not for the fact that it was a Tanai Kafel, they would have been homeless.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Right? Didn't we just say that?
Right.
That's not what he just said 2 minutes ago.
That's what he did. That's exactly what he said. He said that if it wouldn't have been a Tanai Kafel, they would have been homeless. Or Meir said no, they would have been gone to Eretz Yisrael. The Tanai Kafel, had it not been the Tanai Kafel, they would have been homeless. They would have nowhere to go. What gave them the right to go back into Eretz Yisrael had they not fulfilled their Tanai? The Tanai Kafel. Doubling it over.
It's a little different because he said if you fill the Tanai, you get A. If you don't fill the Tanai, you get C. As opposed to
the Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. 1 second. So let's look at the next Rashi. Mi garam lo litolim achav b'shar nechassim kfeil garam lo. The doubling is what helped this. The im lo kafal. If it wouldn't have been a Tanai Kafel, hayisi shomeya, I would have heard as follows. The im lo yitain, right? The im lo yitain yitel ba'osa sada kifi chelko hamagiabo. Avol shtei sados shaktisim lo achav lo yitel klum. You fulfill the condition for field C, you get field C. If not for the Tanai Kafel, you have no shaychus to fields A and B. You have no shaychus. V'chol shkein shlo yitel ba'osa sada kineged shar nechassim. And you for sure don't get field C because you didn't fulfill the condition. You didn't pay for it. Af b'nei Gadu b'nei Reuven b'kfeilus hadarim by saying a lashon kafel garma lahem lital chelkam be'eretz Kanan, that would allow them to go back to Eretz Kanan. Shim lo kafel, if not for the kfeila, if not for the doubling over hayisi omer, I would have said lo yitlu baklum, they don't get anything. Ella Eretz Gilad masha megiim la, except for Eretz Gilad if they deserve it, if they fulfill the Tanai.
So it's a work fighting to pain. Basically.
Yeah, exactly. The point is, it's a condition. Okay. Doesn't matter what the condition is. Okay. Mi garam lo liyarishim shara nechazim kfeila garam lo. Says the Gemara, v'halo dam yamashal lemasnisan. It's not comparable. Why is it not comparable? Hasam in our Mishnah katani yesh b'mashma shafilu be'eretz Kanan. Lo yinchalu. They wouldn't even get Eretz Kanan. Alma, kfeila la Eretz Gilad nami mahani. The doubling over, right? The doubling over, right? Kfeila, where am I? Kfeila la Eretz Gilad nami mahani. Right? That by the fact that I doubled over the Lushan, that would let them get Eretz Gilad. If I wouldn't have doubled over the Lushan, they'd get nothing. Right? Hacha, but in the Mashal, Katani it said, Mi garmlo liyarish im achav b'shar nechatsim. Kfeila garmlo. What would allow him, brother Levi, to get fields A and B? The kfeila. Alma, kfeila l'shar nechatsim hu dimekahani. It only helped for fields A and B. What about field C? What about field C? The kfeila, nothing to do with that. So it's not, that's what you're asking. So it's not really comparable.
No.
It's not really comparable.
You still get something.
What?
Because you still get something.
Well, you're right, fine, but it's not really comparable.
Right.
So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not really comparable. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, the Mishnah was talking about Mekame denima la rebmeir v'nochazu. The Mishnah was talking about before, when we said that the B'nai our Mishnah, which implied that they would get nothing, right? Not even Eretz Gilad, is talking about before Rebmeir learned that vort of v'nochazu. And ha, and the mashal is lebasa denemalele meir v'nochazu. After Meir learned that vort, what does that mean? So Rashi says the first, there's three level, the three sizes of Rashi. So the middle level, the first line. What does that mean? This is read it outside to make sure I understand. What does that mean? Meir made a drush over here. So v'nochazu. So you're right. It's not comparable 100%. The mashal not comparable. But since we have a pasuk, the pasuk trumps the fact that it's not comparable, and therefore, had they fulfilled the Tanai, they would have gotten Eretz Gilad. Had they not fulfilled the Tanai, they would have gotten Eretz Yisrael. In the case of the mashal, had he not fulfilled the Tanai, he should get nothing. They should get nothing. You're right. It's not 100% comparable. But we have a drasha that says otherwise. That's all. You're right. You're right. It's not comparable because in the mashal, if he doesn't pay, he still gets A and B.
Right.
Our Mishnah said if he doesn't pay, he gets nothing.
Right.
That's because there's a drasha that says like that.
Right.
Okay, very good. That's all. You're right. It's not a comparable 100%, but there's a drasha. Okay.
What happened in the end? Who got their land? You know, they divided, I guess.
It got divided among the rest of the Shvatim, right?
Yeah, right.
The land that they lost, the Shvatim got more, right? Right. Okay, now the rest of the daf is.
The problem is they still didn't fight, they would have gotten their portion either.
What?
That's all the problem.
Right, that's a machlokas. What would have happened had they not fought? Would they get Eretz Yisrael or not? Rabbi Chanan and Megillah says they would have been nothing. Right. So, but it doesn't matter. What would have been had they not? That's not what happened. Okay, now that from now to the end of the daf, it's very, very easy. Now, the point is that Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel doesn't really hold of Tanai Kafel, doesn't really require it.
Right.
So now the Gemara is going to ask all these questions that the Torah seems to say you need a Tanai Kafel, not regarding Tanayim. Like for example, Bishlam al Reb Meir. I understand Reb Meir. Hainu looks at that side. That's why it says in the Torah, Imtitev Se'es. This is in Parshas Bereishis. If you're going to be good, fantastic. V'imlo Titev, and if you're not going to be good, then lepesach chatas rovates. Sin waits by the door. Right, the Torah says both sides of the equation. El Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, lamali. Why does the Torah have to say both sides? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel doesn't really require Tanai Kafel. Why does the Torah have to say it like that? The answer is, sagadat dechemina, I would have thought, im titev agor. If you do good, you get reward. Im lo titev, and if you don't do good, but you don't do bad either, right? Lo agra, v'lo dina. Not good, not bad, you're parav. Parav. Kamash Malan, there's no such thing as parav. Right? There's no such thing.
But Tochacha clearly spells out.
We're going to get to the Tochacha.
If you don't do.
The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. Good.
But he doesn't require a Tanakh. It's just if you don't do it,
yeah,
you
don't
get nothing.
But according to Chanan and Gamliel, it's inferred. Why do you need a Tanakh?
Yeah.
Why do you have to spell it out?
Right.
If I do good, I do good. And if I do bad, I do bad. So I would have thought if I do good, I get rewarded. And if I don't do good, I don't get punished. Nothing happens. I'm pyrof. Right? I'm going to be punished because I don't help the old man cross the street. I just have to help him. If I do good, I help him, I get rewarded. And if I don't help him, I don't get rewarded, I don't get punished. No, you get punished for that. Right? It says it both ways. Right. Right? So I don't do the mitzvah. Better do an aveira. I just sat back. Pyrof. Right? I'm out of my way. I don't lift anything. Okay. Bishlomo l'Rav Meir, Hayinu d'chsiv. Now listen to this. Avram says to Eliezer, Avram says, Tosfos has a kasha on this. This is not really a Tanai Kafel. Tosfos says to Eliezer, if you can't find a woman in Eretz Canaan for my son Yitzchak, then you're free from the Shavua.
Right.
You potter. Oz tinoke me olasi. Then you're free. I have no tying on you. How's that a tanai kafel?
Yeah,
that's not tanai kafel. I want you to go, and if it's not there, then you're free.
Forget it. Yeah.
What would the alternative have been? Ella, Rabbi Chanana ben Gamliel, Lamali. Why not for me to say that? Is it obvious? So Rashi says something very difficult. Rashi says that if Eliezer couldn't have found somebody from the Mishpacha, he would have brought back a Benos Kenan. And Tosfos says that's impossible to think such a thing. I'm not sure what would be the alternative. Like, what do you want from Avram Avinu? So it's true. So Gemara has a different answer. I would have thought, if she wants to come, but the family doesn't let. So I would have thought, bring her against her will.
Their will,
right? No. Avram Avinu said, if they don't agree, then you're potter. You don't have to go kidnap her. You're potter. Then we said, Imlo tova isha lamali. Then Eliezer said, and what if she doesn't want to come? Then what do I do? And Avram said, then you're potter. Again, we have to say all these conditions. So itzrach. So I would have thought, the family wants it very badly, but she doesn't want it. She's not interested. The girl, but the family wants it. They want the shidduch, but the girl doesn't want. Naisi la balkarcha, bring her against her will. Kamashman, that also not.
Time is all time. They got money. They got money. Come on.
Right, exactly. You learn to love him. You learn.
Always works out.
Bishlam al Rameyer. Rameyer makes sense. Hainu dechsev im bichukosai telechu. If you follow the Torah, excellent. You get brachas. And if you don't, right, terrible things are going to happen.
Correct.
Ben Gamliel, Lamali. Why do you have to say it like that? Right? Why does it have to repeat itself? It's true. Same answer. I would have thought, if you follow in the right path, it's a bracha. And if you don't follow in the right path, lo bracha, v'lo klala, it's nothing. It's not a bracha. It's not a klala. Kamash malan. Therefore, the Torah had to go out of its way and say, no, it is a klala. The problem with that is, the Shita Lono de Lami asks, there are many places in the Torah where it says that if you don't keep the Torah, you're going to be punished. Right? If you don't keep the Torah, you're going to be punished. How could it be possible? So what does this mean?
Right. It's not merely does it punish, but it spells out what the
punishments are. It's very detailed. It's more detailed than usual.
What?
More detailed than the brachas.
The punishments are more detailed.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, very, very graphic.
Correct.
Right?
Very.
The brachas are very, very general. You'll have a lot of rain and it will be wonderful. Right. Life will be wonderful. And the klal is...
Six lines instead of six pages.
Six lines against you.
Right. So
you'll become the sugar, what you see.
It's a good question. So the sheet that the Lord says, maybe this is referring to things that aren't in the Torah. If they're not in the Torah... You know, they're from the VM or they're learned out. A person could say, I didn't know all that. I didn't know all these drushes. I didn't know all these rules of the Nevi'im. So I should be parav. Comes along the Torah. No. Go learn and make sure you know everything. That's not an answer. Okay. Next. Bishlom al Rameyer. According to Rameyer, it makes sense. Hainu dechsev im ta'avu ushmatem. This is in Yeshaya. If you're going to go listen, then life will be good. V'im tim anu umarisem. And if you don't listen, life will be bad. Ella, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, lamali. But according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, why would I say both ways? Itzrich, salkadai techamina. I would have thought, im tovu, tova. If you go do good, good. V'im lo tamanu. And if you don't listen, lo tovu v'lo ra. Again, it's not going to be good or bad. Parav. Kamash Malan, there's no such thing as Parav. No such thing. And it's only going to be bad. And if you don't listen, it's going to be bad. All right? So we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.